Today's shiur in Sefer Sanhedrin Daf Mem Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Mem Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah that different questions were asked of the Edom. And one of the questions that were asked of the Edom was, Makirim Atem Oisai. Tana Rabbanan explains the Braisa, that question, Makirim Atem Oisai. Nachri Harag, Yisrael Harag, was a Jew or a guy, the victim. His Sereisimbay. The next question was, as we will spend quite a while in Mitzvah Shema today, she is discussing, was proper Hasra given? Kibbalah of Hasra, and when the proper Hasra was given, did he acknowledge that he understands what this Hasra is all about? And Hitter Atzmai Lamisa. And again, here we have Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand this question. According to Rashi, this is an independent question, meaning, besides him understanding the repercussions of what he's doing and the einish, the punishment he'll get for what he is doing, he has to say that I'm prepared to die as a result of my doing this Aveira. And it's therefore a separate question. There are other Rishonim that seem to learn the Kivah of Hasra and Hita Atzma Lamisa are really one and the same question, all reflecting his recognizing that he understands what the Hasra is all about. Ask the Mefarshim, especially according to Rashi's Pshat, that Hita Atzma Lamisa means that he's acknowledging that he's ready to die. Why would anybody agree? He wants to do the Aveira. He doesn't care about the Aveira. But why would he be prepared to die? So I saw Pshat, the interesting Pshat. As we're learning, we'll continue to learn. It was obviously quite rare that Bezdin should give a death sentence, given all the technicalities and the rules that we're learning and will learn till Bezdin gives such a punishment. So what is the halacha, says the Rambam, if somebody isn't sentenced to death, what do we do with him? So Rambam says that a Bezdin has a right to imprison that individual under very, very harsh terms, withhold from him food and drink, and ultimately he'll die. And that may even be a harsher death than one of the Abba Mises Bezdin. And therefore, say the Mefarshim, he may be agreeable to take the death of Bezdin, which is still better than the death that Bezdin has a right to give him. Hamas B'Toich Kedei Dibur, was the Aveira done Toich Kedei Dibur of the Hasra. However, point out to Mefarshim that it doesn't mean that the entire Aveira has to be done Toich Kedei Dibur of the Hasra. It's adequate that it should be done, that it should be begun Toich Kedei Dibur. And the reason it has to be begun Toich Kedei Dibur, because if there's any larger gap between the Hasra and the act of Aveira, we need to be concerned that perhaps he forgot the Hasra. Continues the Mishnah, however, it's Avodah Zarah. In a situation that somebody worshipped Avodah Zarah, we ask him, Smi Avad, which Avodah Zarah did he worship? L'makpar Avad, L'makalos Avad, was par or makalos? Ubama Avad, exactly how he did this Aveira, was it Bezibuch, Bekitur, Benisach, Beshtachava, which all Avodah Zarahs, if they worship that way, the Zachiv Misa. Other types of worship, it has to be that Avodah Zarah is worshipped in that way. Amu Ula continues the Gemara. Minayin l'asra min atayra. How do we know that hasra has to be given min atayra? And Tosfos has two ways of understanding this Gemara's question. We're going to soon learn a machloikis. The opinion of Rabbi Yossi is that hasra is only given to talmidei chachamim, to people who are not talmidei chachamim. I'm sorry, just the opposite. So the Gemara wants to know, where do we know that hasra must always be given? Or the other way of understanding the Gemara's question, says Tosfos, is that how do we know that Hasra has to be given Toich Kedei Dibur of the act of the Aveira? Says the Gemara, Shinam, the Pasuk says, V'yesh ha-shi'ika chasach choysoi bas aviv o bas imoi v'ra'a es arvasa. And the question the Gemara asks is, ota b'ri'i talia milsa? Does it make a difference that he saw her? Ala achirua tamash adover. The pasuk uses the words ri'ah to tell us that the eidim have to explain to the person that's doing this aveira the repercussions of his crime. Now the aveira that we're talking about here, the einish for this aveira is karis. But karis, as Rashi and the Rishonim explain, doesn't require hasra, because karis is administered by God. And God knows if the person did it b'mezer or b'shayid, if the person realized the repercussions of his aveira. So it can't be teaching us that Chorus is only given with asra. Emeina inu lekorus, tenei inu lemalkus. To teach us that in order for malkus to be given, the person who did the aveira had to have done it with asra. And as the mefarshim going to explain, we'll discuss this machlokes in this masech the malkus. Since the halacha is that under certain circumstances, even if it's an aveira for that the punishment is chorus, sometimes the person could get malchus, so we could understand why this pasuk is teaching us the halacha that for a vera of malchus, hasra is required. The Bechizkiya Tana, the pasuk says, V'chiyazin ish al re'ehu lahargoy. Ba'arma, shehisraba v'dayinu mezit. And Rashi gives two pshatim in understanding what the Gemara says. One pshat is, that how do we know that a person is actually acting by b'mezit? The pasuk says v'chiyazid, that we know he did it b'mezit. How do we know? It must be because we gave him asra and he still did the aveira. Another way of understanding is the pasuk doesn't use the word v'im yazid, which is questionable. It's v'chiyazid. We're certain that he did it b'mezit. How are we certain that he did it b'mezit? Because we gave him asra. The very small tana, the pasuk says regarding the person that did the aveira of Chil Shabbos in the Midbar. And the pasuk says, Hamaitzim Oysa Mekoshish Eitzim. Shehisrubo, he got warning, but died in Mekoshish. Even though he got warning, he still did the aveira. It's very interesting that the Mefarshim make the following observation. The Gemara here is using the parasha of Mekoshish to teach us halacha regarding Hasra. Actually, the parasha of Mekoshish is not a perfect model for the halacha of Hasra. Because the halacha is, as we learned and will learn, that when Hasra is given, the specific misa that the person will get if he does this aveira has to be expressed. The Mekoshish, they didn't know what misa he would get. That's the whole parasha in the Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to ask Hashem, what misa is he going to be getting? So the Hasra obviously was only a Hasra. If you do this aveira of Chil Shabbos, you're going to get misa. And yet the Gemara is using it for this aspect of the Hasra, for this act of this aspect of Hasra, that the Hasra has, that you have to give Hasra. The Bei Rebbe Tanai, Advar Asheina. This is talking about if somebody violated a Naro Marasa, Aliske Dibur, that he was told what he's doing is an aveira. So obviously, ask the Gemara, we have all of these psukim to teach us the same concept, the same din of Asra. V'tzricha, why do we need all these psukim? Dikas rachman ha-choysoi, had the Torah only taught us the pasuk of ha-choysoi, havimin ha-chavim malkis in. By chavim malkis, since it's not such a severe aveira, because he only gets malkis, that's where Asra is required. Chayvil Malkus Mises Loi. But if somebody did an Aveira for which there's a Chiv Misa, given that it's a much more serious Aveira, perhaps Hasra is not required. Kos Rechmanu Ki Yazit. So the Torah had to write the word Ki Yazit. The Kos Rechmanu Yazit, if the Torah only wrote the word Ki Yazit, Hava Minahani Mili Sayif, that it's an Aveira for which the punishment is Sayif, if somebody is a murderer. The Kill, which as we explained in the previous year, is one of the more lenient Mises Bezdin. That's where Hasra is required. Av Skila, but when the Aveira is an Aveira for which the Oynish is Skila, the Chamura, which is a very severe Aveira, Emeloi, maybe Hasra is not required. Tzricha. But ask the Gemara, V'tati v'niskon lomeli. The Torah teaches us by two different Aveiras that the Oynish is Skila, that Hasra is required. by Chilul Shabbos, and by someone who violated Namarasa. So why do we need two psukim to teach us the exact same din that by an Aveira of Skila, Hasra is required? So says the Gemara, Lir of Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, whose Rav Shimon opinion is that Sreifa is a harsher Mises Bezdin. And given that Sreifa is a harsher Mises Bezdin, that's why by Sreifa, the halacha is you have to give Hasra. So we don't have a pasuk for Sreifa, so I say Lasru in the Srafim. One of these superfluous psukim is to teach us that even by Aveira of Sreifa, Hasra is required. But Rabbanan, that Skila is the most severe Aveira, and we already have a pasuk for Skila that has a chi of Hasra. Why do we need two psukim to teach us that then? And so the Gemara, Melsi Das Mikavachayim Tarfa Kasal Akra. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. Ulichta Rechmana Ben Skolim, let the Torah write that even though, especially according to Rabbanan, this question, that an Aveira for which the Skila, which is the most serious Aveira, the Torah is teaching us that Asra is required, that should be enough to be a Raya, that in all Aveiras, which are always going to be by definition less severe than this Aveira, V'leis Hanach, V'ligrim Minei, we should learn all other Aveiras certainly require Asra. Answered the Gemara Hachinami, actually you could argue such a logic. However, as we learned in the previous Gemara, Milsi Dachim Bekav Choyma Tarfa Kosel Akra. The Gemara Daruch Liner makes an interesting observation. Throughout Shas, there's a klal Shnei Ksuvim Habaim Kecher Ein Melamdim. If a pasuk teaches us the exact same din twice, it's a raya that only where the Torah says it is so the halacha, nowhere else. And therefore, we could have a question, why does the Torah say the same thing twice? And even the man, the Omer, that doesn't agree that Milsi, the Asim, that Shnei Ksum and Baam Kechot, Embalandam, certainly agrees that he have three psukim to teach us the same din. It's an indication that only where the Torah tells us the din, is that the din, nowhere else. So certainly, asked Aruch Laner, isn't this a situation of Shloshik Ksum and Baam Kechot, and Allah ought to be that Embalandam? Answers the Aruch Laner that the question is a great question. He says, but since we find that the Torah uses the words of Mishpat Echad Yilachem to treat all the Dinei Torah in the same way, that pasuk is stronger than the klal of Shlosh Ksum Abayim Ke'echad Ein Melamdim, and that's why Hasra is required everywhere, not only in the cases that the Torah so indicates. So we learned earlier, at the beginning of the Shir, that the person doing the Aveira has to be hitter atzma lemisa. He has to say he recognizes and he's prepared to get killed for doing the Aveira. Menola, ask them from where do we know so? Amrev Rava Vitei Mechiski Amakra Yumas Hames Atchi Ata Atzma Lemisa. So if you will recall, at the beginning of the Shir I discussed the Machlaikis, if the question of Kibalov Hasra and Hitta Atzma Lemisa are two questions or one question. So according to the opinion, which is not Rashi's opinion, that's one question, we could understand the Gemara very well. The Gemara is looking for a source that it has to be a situation of Hitta Atzma Lemisa. And Hitta Atzma Lemisa is the same as Kibbul of Asra. But according to the opinion of Rashi, that Hitta Atzma Lemisa and Kibbul of Asra are two separate things, so the Gemara, yes, just brought a raya that it has to be Hitta Atzma Lemisa. But the Gemara didn't bring any raya for Kibbul Lav Asra. How will Rashi answer that? And in fact, the Mefarshim that argued with Rashi used this point that I just made as a raya to their opinion. So the way the Mefarshim defend Rashi's pshat is by saying, it goes back to something we discussed at the beginning of the Shir, that if we have a situation of Hitta Atzma Lemisa, and we're considering that already, required. Hitta Atzma Lemisa is a lot harder to understand, as I discussed, than Kibbul Lav Asra. So once we've proven that it has to be Hitta Atzma Lemisa, Kibbul Lav Asra is certainly included. Amar Rav Chanan, Eidim Nara HaMarasa Shehuzmu. If you have two Eidim come in and say that the Nara HaMarasa had an adulterous relationship, And then these Eidim were Muzan, Ein and Narogim. Normally the halacha is Vasisim like Hashazam Lachif. And the halacha is that a Nara Marasa that had a relationship willfully with someone else is Chayiv Skila, they won't get killed. Why? They have a way out. They could always say, La'osra abalabanu. Our purpose in saying this testimony was not that she should get skila. All we were trying to accomplish was that she should be osra to her husband. And therefore, there's no vasis m'lakash azam lasis lachu. There's a beautiful piece of Michas Chinuch here. It says the Michas Chinuch as follows. We go back to the first Mishnah of the Masechta. The first Mishnah of the Masechta taught us that if it's a capital case, we need a bezin of 23. If it's a non-capital case, a bezin of 3 is enough. Ask the Michas Chinuch, how could the Eidim say an excuse that all we came here was la'osra al-ba'ala, that's all we're trying to accomplish, so why'd you come to bezin of 23? Isn't the fact that they're saying their testimony in front of a Bezin of 23 the biggest proof that they wanted to get her killed? Says the Michas Chinuch a chiddush nifla. He says, even if a capital case, as we're learning, requires a Bezin of 23, the testimony was only said in front of 3 of those Dayanim. So there is no raya from the fact in front of how many Dayanim they said their testimony, because the testimony of the Eidim was said in front of 3 Dayanim. A very big chiddush. Ask the Gemara for Isra'ba, but as we're learning, they gave her Hasra. And Hasra, because as we're learning, Hasra is so essential. And Hasra was that it should be Chayiv Misa. And it says the Gemara, the Loy Hasra'ba. It's referring to a situation where she received no Hasra. Ask the Gemara, Loy Hasra'ba, but if she got no Hasra, Hech Mikdala. We're learning that without Hasra, she can't get punished. And it says the Gemara, Bisha Chaveira, we're referring here to an Eisha Chaveira, Valiver Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, it's going according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chaver, somebody who is independently knowledgeable, Ein Tzricha Asra. Their Asra is not required. The entire purpose of Asra is El Lahafchin Ben Shaygi Glamezit, to be able to differentiate between Shaygi Glamezit. And therefore, this person doesn't need that Hasra because they're knowledgeable. Says the Tosfos Arosh, that obviously these Eidim must not have known that she was a Chaveira. Because if they would have known she's a Chaveira, then the excuse that they didn't give Hasra wouldn't be a good excuse. We tell them, you know why you didn't give Hasra? Because you knew she was a Chaveira. It must be that they were able to say, we didn't know that. Furthermore, the Mefarshim say, we just discussed a moment ago, that the Gemara began today's shir, that part of the Asra is Hitter Atzmai Lamisa, teaching us how detailed the Asra must be. So the Mefarshim say, obviously Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with that halacha. Because Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda exempts certain people from Asra, so obviously he's not that concerned about the Asra, and therefore he will probably hold that even where Asra is required, the person is not a chaver, to go into that great detail of hint at Melamisa, he should say, I'm ready to die, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't require it. Ask the Gemara, the Kivan the Inulai Mikdali. So if we're saying that the Eidim won't get killed, Ihechem Mikdali, how can we kill her? Isn't this a situation, Havale Eidim Shiyat Yochel Azima? The Eidim can't be Muslim for Hariga. And we know that Halach is, they call Eidim Shiyat Yochel Azima, Lashma Eidis. Actually, that's exactly what Rav Chanan is saying. Because these Eidim won't get killed. Why? Ask the Gemara. Now, if we're saying that Eisha Chaveira never requires Hasra. And therefore, since she never requires Hasra, any time the Eidim come, they always have an excuse. They always have an excuse that they didn't give her Hasra. They always have an excuse that they only came with Osra al-Ba'ala. The Torah says that a Nara Hamarasa that was Mezana B'mezid is Chayiv Misa. Where will the case ever be according to Rabbi Yossi if she's a Chaveira? The Kaimel on the Mikta leave with Rabbi Yossi, Hech Mishkachsla. So ask the Mefarshim, that's a very simple case, where they gave Hasra. Answer the Mefarshim, the Eidim will be smart enough not to tell Bezdin that they gave Hasra. Because they know by telling Bezdin that they gave Hasra, they're going to get themselves killed if they become Zayimim. So we're back to our question. Answers the Gemara, Kishazinsa, the Chazrazinsa. She was Mezana a second time. So they can't say L'osra Ba'alabanu, because she's also to her husband anyway, from the first act of Znus. It must be that what were they coming to do? To get her killed, and that's why it's a situation that they get killed if they're Edom Zomimim, and if it's true, it's an Edom Shata Yochla Zima, and she'll get killed. That V'yichayim Loima, ask the Gemara, but why, even in such a case, Kshizintza v'chaz v'zimtza, can't they argue, Lo'asra abala, Sheini Baili, Banu, that our purpose in saying the testimony was not to make her also to live with her husband. She's already also from the previous act, but that she should not be allowed to live with her Baal, because Allah is a woman whose Mizana may not live with her husband, nor with, who did it willfully, may not do it, live with her husband, nor with the adulterer. Answers the Gemara, Shazintza Mibayil Rishon. It was the same person. So they can't say that our purpose in doing this, in saying this testimony, was to assa her on the Baal, because she's usher, it's the same Baal. Says the Shvus Yaakov. The Gemara Masechta Saita discusses at great length, as I mentioned a minute ago, that if a woman has an adulterous relationship willingly, she becomes osla baal, she may not live with her husband, and osla baal. What would be the halacha if a woman doesn't become osla baal? Why? Because she's osla baal anyway. Will she be osla baal? So they use our Gemara Zaraya that the isla baal and the isla baal don't travel together. Because in our Gemara, she's osla baal from the previous act, and yet the Gemara is saying she's osla baal. So you see that being osla baal has nothing to do with being osla baal. That's the Shvus Yaakov Raya from our Gemara. The Arm of Farshim that argued with the Shvus Yaakov, the Raya is a great Raya. Inami, it's referring to a situation, Shazintza Mekroiveha, that she had relations with her Kroivim. So we can't say that she's saying it Kedei la'osra al-bala, Kedei la'osra al-boil, because she's osra al-boil anyway. And la'osra al-bala, she was already osra from the previous act. It must be that they were saying Edis to get her killed. Ask the Mefarshim, why don't we say it's referring to a situation that the husband is dead? So it can't be la'osra al-bala, because you can't be osra to someone who's not here. So Mefarshim said, the reason the Gemara didn't give that suggestion, because even if the husband's dead, we could say that they said their edus kedei la'afsida ksubasa, that the estate shouldn't have to pay the ksuba. And that's why the Gemara didn't give that answer. Ask the Gemara. Al Gemara, Rav Chanan was trying to accomplish something. What was Rav Chanan trying to accomplish? He was trying to show us that if these edim came and said that a woman had relations willfully, they always have a way out saying that we weren't looking to get a kill, we were just only looking los rabala. But ask the Gemara, why did Rav Chanan choose Mashna Nar Marasa to knock it? Why did he choose the case of a Nar Marasa to give the example? I feel in the Suanami, he could have said the exact same halacha by Nesua. Says the Gemara, and Chanami, absolutely. El afila haid la yosve tu say, yichay Allah malasu abal banam. Gemara's answer is as follows. We're trying to tell you a bigger chiddush. Certainly in a case where this couple was married, and they were living together, the Edom saying that our whole goal was just to stop them from living together is something that we could understand. But by our Rusa, where they're not living together, so to say that they have an excuse to say all we wanted to do was to break them up, they weren't together. Still, it's acceptable excuse, and they won't get killed, and they aren't Edom Zomim for that. Amar Chizda. Our Gemara now begins to discuss how the two Edom have to match. So certainly we learned in the Mishnah that when it comes to the Chakiris, they have to both, all the Edom have to answer the questions and they have to match. But now our Gemara is going to focus much more on the Bedikas. Amr Chizda, Echad Rav B'Sayif, one says that the murder was done with a knife, Hargoy, Vech Rav Barira Hargoy, with his axe. Ein Zanachin. These two Edom cannot combine. Echad Rav Mekel Shchayim, Vech Rav Mekel of Nevinim. One says he was wearing a black suit, murderer. The other one says the murderer was wearing a white suit. Hareza Nachin, these two Edom could combine. Because it's not material, it's not essential to the testimony. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, Nachin, the Pasuk says the words, Vihine emes Nachin adavar, Shei Nachin, the two testimonies have to match. And therefore says the Braisa, Echram Besayif Hargoy, Vechram Barira Hargoy, or, continues the Braisa, Echram Akel of Shchayim, Vechram Akel of Levainim, Ein Zed Nachin. So here the Braisa says that if they get it wrong on not a material issue, the color of the suit, they can't combine. And says the Gemara, this Bryce is referring, says Rav Chizda, the suit of Shechankabai. They're not talking about the suit of the murderer. They're talking that the victim was asphyxiated. And the question is, what color was the cloth with which he was choked? The Ha'anasai Farim, it's a material question that certainly even Rav Chizda agrees they have to match. Continues the Gemara, another Bryce. Tashma Echram is sandal of Shechayr. And one aide says he was wearing black shoes. Vechram is sandal of Levainim. Another one says he was wearing white shoes. Ezenachim. So again, isn't this an immaterial question? And says, no, the Bryce is referring to a situation. Kabaj Shabbat of sandal. How did he kill him? By kicking him with the shoe. So the color of the shoe is an essential piece of information. Kabaj Shabbat of sandal of a hargoy. Tashma, our Mishnah said, he wanted to know the type of stems the figs had. Says the Gemara, Amar Mechama again. So isn't this an immaterial issue? Again, says the Gemara. It's referring that the person was Mechal Shabbos by cutting off, by pulling off a fig. And therefore it's a very material question. Says the Gemara, you can't explain the Mishnah that way. Because Vatanya, there's a Braisa that elaborates on the case of the Mishnah. Where the Braisa says, Amaloi, that the question that Ben Zakkai asked was, Tachas Teina Hargoy, that the murder took place under a fig tree, and he started asking him questions about the figs. But according to Rav Chizda, why would that disqualify the Edom? This is not a material question. Elam Rav Chana, Kigoyin, Shafta Biyichu Shotaina. The reason this question is considered a material question, because he was murdered by being poked with the fig stem, and therefore asking about the stem of the fig is a very material question. So here's another braisa, elaborating again on our Mishnah. Amalahan, Rabbi Ben Zakkai asked him, Tenezu tzu dakin tzu gasim. Did this fig have thin or thick stems? Ta'ena shchayrim, ta'ena levanis, were they white or black? So even if you'll try to explain, says the Gemara, that they're asking about the stems because the stems were a murder weapon, certainly they weren't killed. Nobody got killed with a fig. Nobody gets killed with figs. So why is it material to know the color of the figs that the Mishnah is saying that if they don't match, they get disqualified? Ella Amar of Yosef. You're trying to ask a question from the opinion of Ben Zakkai on the opinion of Rav Chizda. Shani Ben Zakkai. Ben Zakkai's opinion was the Bedikas Kachakiris Majvalei. He treats Bedikas like he treats Chakiris. And according to Ben Zakkai, if there's a discrepancy in the Bedikas, even non-material, non-essential, non-integral Bedikas, the Edom get disqualified. Ask the Gemara. Our Mishnah and our Braisa have been talking about Ben Zakkai. Who is this Ben Zakkai? Ilema Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai that we have throughout Shas. Ask the Gemara, Mihava B'Sanhedrin, was he ever a member of the Sanhedrin? For Tanya, the Braisa says, Kol Shnoishach Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Meiv Esrim Shana. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai lived for 120 years. Abom Shana also Ratya. For 40 years he was in business. Mem Shana, the next 40 years, Lomad, he sat himself down to learn. Abishanim, the last 40 years of his life, Limed, he became Rosh Hashiva dying. But Tanya, we also learned in the Braisa, Abom Shana Kodim Churim Nabais. 40 years before the Bais Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, goes to Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin exiled themselves to Yashlo b'Chanos, and they went to the Chanos. Firstly, there's Machlok Rishonim where the Chanos is. Some Rishonim say that it was in Yerushalayim. Other Rishonim say that it was on the Har Bais, but it wasn't in the Lishkas HaGozes. Why did the Sanhedrin Gedoyla move from the Lishkas HaGozes? Because unfortunately, at that point, murder was already becoming more prevalent in Jewish society. And Beis Din didn't want to accept upon themselves these kind of cases, because they didn't want to kill people. And the halacha is that as long as the Sanhedrin is sitting in the Lishkas HaGozes, other Batei Dinim could take on capital cases. But if the Sanhedrin is not in the Lishkas HaGozes, then no Sanhedrin, the 23-member Sanhedrin, could take on murder cases. Given that they wanted to avoid getting involved in those cases, so they just took themselves out of the Lishkas HaGozes and went to the Chanos. And continues the Braisa. Continues the Gemara. The Braisa says, V'tanya, Abom Shana Kodim Churim HaBayis, 40 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Gosu Sanhedrin V'yoshel B'Chanos. V'amar V'yitzir Barav Dimi Loimer, what was the point? Shlo Donu Dini Knossos. Stopped the Gemara. Dini Knossos Al-Kadaitach. Why wouldn't they want to take on cases which involve a fine? Ella, as I explained, they wanted to avoid getting involved in murder cases. V'tanan, and we also know the Mishnah says in Masech to Rosh Hashanah, Mishichar Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin B'Rechim Ben Zakkai. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, his tenure was only after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So how can we say to Ben Zakkai that sat on a murder case in our Mishnah? There were no murder cases when he was a dying. Says the Gemara, El Ben Zakkai Ba'alma. When our Mishnah speaks about Ben Zakkai, it's not the Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai that we have throughout Shas. It's another individual whose name was Ben Zakkai that lived in the time when the Sanhedrin was trying murder cases. Hachanami Mestabrin, says the Gemara, this teretz makes sense. This Akadaitach, if we're going to suggest that the Ben Zakkai mentioned in our Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, says the Gemara, Karlei Ben Zakkai, is that the way we call him? Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai is called Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, not just Ben Zakkai. Ask the Gemara, so how can we suggest that the Ben Zakkai in our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, but is a braisa that expounds on the case of our Mishnah that says, Maisu Badak Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Be'uktzei Tamid, Be'uktzei Teinim. So you see, it was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So what's happening here? Says the Gemara, El Tama Yoshel Fnei Rabba Hava. The event, the incident that occurred in the Mishnah was when Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was still a Talmud. And as we learned in the Mishnah, V'oma Milsa, the halacha is if a Talmud says something, even though he's not yet a member of the Beis Din, but if he says a Svara, U'mistabel Tamei, which is sensible, Kavu B'Shmei, he sits on the Beis Din. And that's what happened in the Mishnah. Where Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was still a Talmud, but he said that this is an important question to be asked about the dates, they said, you know what? For this case, you're on the Beis Din. The Kavishmei, Kihava Loma, and while he was still only a Talmud, Ben Zakkai have a Karolei. He was only called Ben Zakkai, Talmud Hayosh Lefnei Rabbi. Only Kihava Limeid, only at the end of his life, when he was Rosh Hashiva and a Dayan, have a Karolei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, did he get the title Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. And now, says the Gemara, Ki Karolei Ben Zakkai, our Mishnah that calls him Ben Zakkai, is al shem de Mikara. Is calling him Ben Zakkai because the event that our Mishnah is reporting happened when he was only Ben Zakkai. Happened when he only was a Talmud. So the Mishnah uses the title, the way he was called, at the time that the event happened. The Ki Karolei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, the Braisa on the other hand, that calls him Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, is al shem de Hashta. Even though the event occurred when he was only called Ben Zakkai, but when the Braisa records the event, he was already called Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, and that's why the Braisa names him Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, even though the event happened when he was only called Ben Zakkai. Ma'aseh Badek Ma Bechakiras. So the Mishnah says, "Afilish name Amrim," that even if two of the eight, even if the two Edom say any Yedeya, the halacha is that the Edus, if it's not an essential element, could stand. Ask Mar Pshita, why does the Mishnah say the case with two say any Yedeya? If ki ame echad any Yedeya, the halacha is Edusim Kayemis. And the way Mepharshim explained the Gemara's question is as follows. The essential element that we're always looking for is that the two Edoms match. So if we have a situation where one Ed said any Yedeya, and one Ed was able to answer, so the two Edoms don't match. So certainly, and still the Mishnah says it's a valid Edus. So certainly in a situation where both Edoms say any Yedeya, and therefore we have a perfect match between the Edom, the Loch ought to be that Edusu Kiyamis. So why does the Mishnah say a filu in that case, a vad in that case? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Sheshis, a reshikai. The way to understand the Mishnah is as follows. Vach kama. The Chakiris, in a situation of Chakiris, we have filu shnaim oimrim, yudanu, that we know the testimony. Ve'echer oimrim eni yedeya. And one says, I don't know, Edusim b'teila. If that means, if you have three Edom, and two Edom are able to answer the question, and the third says, Eini Yedeya, the halacha is Edusin B'Teila. Kaman, Rabbi Akiva. This follows the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, the Makash Shloisha L'Shnayim. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is, the Pasuk says, Api Shnai Edom, or Shloisha Edom Yokum Dover. And the question Rabbi Akiva poses is, if you only need two Edom, what does the Torah speak about three Edom? And the answer is, according to Rabbi Akiva, that if you have three Edom, all three of them have to be Muslim. Here too, you don't have to have three Edom. But if you have three Edom, and one says regarding a Chakira, any Yedeya, he's an Ed that has to know the answer, and if he says any Yedeya, the entire Edus collapses. Amar of Rava, but that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah isn't teaching us that the Edus collapses. The Mishnah says just the opposite. V'Edusa Kayomis Ketani. Our Mishnah says that if one says Edus, any Yedeya, the Edus is a good Edus. According to Bekiva, the case that I just mentioned, where you have three Edom, and one of them says any day, the Edus collapse. So that can't be pshat in the Mishnah. Elam Rav Hakama. Afil b'chakiris. In the case where you have three Edom in the Chakiris, and shnaim amrim yodanu, and two say, give the answer to the question. Ve'echad amrim any yedeya, and one says any yedeya, the halacha will be Edusim kayamis. That Edus still could stand. Why? Because our Mishnah is actually following the opinion that disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, and if you have two Edom that are fine, the fact that the third Ed who came along says any Yedei to Chakira, it doesn't affect the validity of the Edom. Command the like Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, interesting story. Rav Kahana Rav Safra Tanasadrin Be Rava. Rav Kahana and Rav Safra learnt Masech the Sanhedrin, the Yeshiva of Rabba. Pagba Rabba Bechama. And Rabba Bechama met them. And Amalahu, and he asked them, "My Emris Baba Sanhedrin the Bay Rabba. What chiddush did you learn in that yeshiva?" Obviously, you must have learned the chiddush. You learned in this great yeshiva of Rabba. Amalahu. Amalai. Omai Amrina Laba Seitz Greitza. You're only interested what we learned in Rabba's yeshiva when we learned Masech Sanhedrin? And what about when we learned, when we Sanhedrin without Rava? Which means, as Rashi explains the Gemara, obviously they were saying to him, you have a difficulty in Hilchas Sanhedrin. Tell us your difficulty. It makes no difference where we learned Masech Sanhedrin. Tell us your difficulty. Tell us your kasha. And let's see if we can answer. Amalei. So he said, I'll tell you my kasha is. Mahadik Tani, what we learned in our Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Mabai Chakiris Labadikis, that the halacha is Chakiris Echer Ome Eni Yedeya, that by Chakiris, if an Eid says, I can't answer, the halacha is Edusim B'Teila. Whereas by Badikis, the halacha is Ome Echer Eni Yedeya. Vafil Shnaim Eni Yedeya, Edusim Kiyemes, asked the Gemara, Michti, both the Chakiris and the Badikis, either the Raisahu. But the Raisa were required to ask these questions. And therefore the question is, Maishna Chakiris and Maishna Bedikas, why are they treated differently? Amalei, to which she responded, Hachi Hashta. Bechakiris, Ame Echad Eni Yedeya. Bechakiris, if one of them says Eni Yedeya, Dalochi is Eidus Meteila. Why? Because as we've been learning, we learned it earlier in our Shir Naman Aleph, if they can't respond to Chakira, it becomes a situation to have like Eidus Yata Yochal Azima. And Eidus Yata Yochal Azima, by definition, is invalid. However, by Bedikis, Am Echmen Eni Yedeya, if one of them says Eni Yedeya, the Halacha would be Eidus Kiyomis. Why? Because it's still an Eidus Yata Yochal Lazima. Amlehu, if this is what you have learned in Masechet Sanhedrin, you've learned it well, and you've come up with a nice chiddush. Says the Gemara, which means as follows. Let's again review the Gemara according to Rashi. Rami Bachama, who was asking them the question, Rami Bachama, who was asking them the question, took a very nice attitude. They told him they learned in Rav's yeshiva. He asked them, so what did you learn? And they responded, what are you worried about we learned in Rav's yeshiva? And what about we learned it without Rabbah? Another person would have gotten offended. I asked you for what you learned in Rav's yeshiva. Don't tell me what you learned without Rabbah. And if they don't want to tell him what they learned in Rav's yeshiva, he would have turned away. Rami Bachama didn't do that. Rami Bachama said, okay, so don't tell me what you learned in Rabbah's yeshiva. Tell me what you learned without Rabbah. And by taking that attitude, a question in Masechta Sanhedrin that bothered him, the difference between Chakiris and Bedikas, was explained to him. So what they were telling him is, by taking this good attitude, you were able to get an answer to a question that bothered you. Having a nice attitude pays off. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Baruch Lener has a different pshat, a very nice pshat in the Gemara also. He says, actually, it's a very bechiddush the way the Aruch Lener learns the Gemara. Actually, this teretz to Rami Bachama's question, what is the difference between Chakiris and Bedikas, was a teretz that they heard in Rabbah's yeshiva. But a Talmud has to be concerned about the covet of his Rebbe. And they were concerned that Rami Bachama may not be satisfied with this answer. So when he asked the question, they answered the question, even though it was Rav's Teretz, without mentioning Rav's name. Why? Because they wanted to see. If Rami Bachama will be satisfied with the answer, then they'll say it was Rav's Chiddush. If not, they won't want to get their Rebbe involved. That's what they were telling him. We acted properly in protecting the covet of our Rebbe. Continues the Gemara. Echer Aymer. So we learned in the Mishnah that if there's a discrepancy in the dates that the Edom say, it may difference if it's one day off. If it's one day off, then it's not terrible. If it's more, it's an issue. At kam, until when in the month can this discrepancy be explained? Amar of Ach Bar Chanina, Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Ad Ravish Shel Chodesh, until most of the month is passed. By the time most of the month is passed, then we assume that everybody knows what the right date is, and we can't explain a discrepancy. Ask the Gemara, why? This one knows about both months, and this one doesn't. Ella, laugh. Mishum de rova yada la'ilam. Ella, mishum de beruva yada la'ilam. People become aware by the time most of the month passes, and you can't have 2 months that he didn't know. Says the Mara, but people are aware they used to blow a shofar when Rish Chodesh came. And you could say, Amri, we could explain that by Betrei Shapur La Yada, I mean in the Toy. With one shofar, 1 month you can miss the announcement when Rish Chodesh is, 2 months not. So let's just review what the Gemara says. What the Gemara is saying is as follows. that if you have 2 months, even the second month at the beginning of the month, he would have known. But 1 month, we could say he didn't know. Two very quick points. When we say here at the beginning, the person knows by the most of the month that the when Rosh Chodesh was. So the machlokes achroin, what does the Mishnah mean? Some achronim say that what the Mishnah means is that if you say testimony at the end of the month, even for an event that happened at the beginning of the month, by the end of the month you know the right date, that's one pshat. Another pshat is it's not that if you say testimony at the beginning of the month, for what happened at the beginning of the month we accept. But if it's you saying it, it did not tell you when you say it, it depends when the event happened. That means even if according to this pshat you say testimony at the end of the month, but about something that happened at the beginning of the month, you already got used to the wrong date, and you don't check that maybe you're making a mistake. Here the Gemara says the person knows about one shofar, but we don't know about another shofar. So I sort of mafarshim said there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah, this way Tosfos explains Rosh Hashanah, that when the Satan on Rosh Hashanah hears us blow shofar, he gets confused because he thinks Mashiach is coming. So Tosfos says, well, he knows that we're blowing shofar because Hashem said to blow shofar. So he says, so Tosfos answers, that's why we blow shofar twice. The first time, he says we're doing it for the mitzvah. But what's the second time? The second time must be Mashiach. That's what Gemara is saying. Person makes a mistake. The Satan only makes the mistake, won't make a mistake on one. But Trei Shipuri, once there's two shofars, then Mashiach will come.